It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. For deep down laughs and listening enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for deep down coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. With extra flavor in the blend because of choice Latin American coffee skillfully combined. Extra flavor in the cup because Radiant Roast develops the full flavor of every coffee bean. And the result is that today more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. Well, it's afternoon as we look in at the Burns home, and we find Mr. and Mrs. Burns trying to decide how to spend the evening.
Would you like to go out this evening, George?
I don't mind, if you would.
Oh, I'd just as soon, if you would.
All right with me, if you'd like to.
Sure. Unless you'd rather stay home, would you?
I don't mind. You would.
I just as soon. Unless you'd rather go out.
I don't mind going out, if you'd like to.
Oh, I'd like to go out, if you really want to.
Okay, I'll go shave. Unless you'd rather stay home.
Oh, no, no. Unless you would.
Oh, not me, no. You want to go out.
All right. Would you like to see a movie?
I don't mind. You would.
I would.
Okay. I'll go shave.
Swell.
Good.
Unless you'd rather stay home.
Oh, no. Unless you would.
Oh, no, no, no. I'll go get dressed. If you're sure you'd like to go out.
I don't mind. You would.
George.
Yes?
The heck with
it. Yeah, the heck with it. Let's just stay home.
Sure.
Okay.
Swell.
Good.
Unless you'd rather go out.
I don't mind. If you would.
I'm just as soon. If you would.
Well, it's all right with me. I'll go shave.
And I'll go get dressed.
Good.
Fine. Unless you'd rather
Oh, listen, we've had Would you like to go out or would you like to stay home? Make a definite statement.
All right.
All right, what? What is it?
Either way suits me.
Okay, I'll make a decision. We'll stay home.
No, we won't. We'll go out.
Gracie.
There's the telephone. Are you expecting a call?
No. Are you?
No. Would you like to answer it?
I don't mind. Unless you would.
I just assume. Unless you would.
Okay, I'll answer it. Unless you want to.
No, I don't mind. Unless you'd rather.
Oh, Gracie, stop being silly. Answer. Answer the phone.
Don't order me around. You answer it.
Since when do you tell me what to do? You answer it.
I won't touch it.
Neither will I.
Meanwhile, on the other end of that ringing telephone, we find the Burns' friends, Blanche and Harry Morton.
Oh, nuts. They still don't answer.
Who are you trying to call, Harry?
George Burns. I got a job for him. I want him to go up to Seattle and help pick my apples.
Oh. Harry, are you still trying to get apple pickers?
Well, you're darn right I am. I've got one of the finest orchards in the state of Washington, and I'm not going to let those apples rot.
But, Harry, you can't make an apple picker out of an actor.
I know. That's why I'm taking George Burns. And he won't have to be up in Washington more than a couple of weeks.
But the Burnses have a radio show every Thursday night.
Why does the show need George?
Well, why George is the one who does all the... Well, he tells the... Well, don't stand there. Call him back.
They won't be home yet. I got a better idea. Here comes the postman. I'll just write a note and have him deliver it to the Burns house.
Okay, Harry.
You want to see who's at the door, Gracie?
Sure. Unless you want.
Well, let's not start that again.
All right, I'll go.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, hello, Mr. Postman. How are you today?
Oh, Mrs. Burns, I feel gloriously alive today. I'm invigorated, stimulated, activated. I'm jumping with joy.
My goodness, you must tell my husband what kind of vitamins you use.
Oh, it isn't vitamins that makes me so happy. I gave my wife a black eye.
Well, at last the worm turned.
No, she was facing me.
Tell me what happened.
Well, finally I could stand no more. The fighting blood rushed to my head.
Good.
One clap from birth and it rushed out again. But now I was really mad. Every ounce of my virile manhood cried for revenge. The beast in me said, fight, fight, fight.
Oh, and that's when you gave her the black eye.
Yes.
Oh, well, tell me just how it happened.
Well, she tried to kick me and her shoe flew off and hit her in the eye.
Oh, Mr. Postman, I thought you hit her.
Me? You think I want to get killed? Well, here's your mail, Mrs. Burns. Goodbye. Remember, keep smiling.
What came in the mail, Gracie?
All the usual stuff. Bills and a letter from... Oh, wait a minute. Well, here's a funny one. A letter addressed to you, but there's no stamp on it.
Wonder what that could be.
Well, it must be an official government letter. They're the only ones that don't need stamps.
Well, let's read it. Dear George, I need your help to handle a big job in Washington. Hope I can count on you, Harry. Washington? Harry?
Darling, how wonderful. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
What do you mean?
Well, don't you see Harry Truman needs your help in Washington?
The president wants me to help him?
Well, why not? You're one of the great minds of this country.
Oh, go on. Am I really?
Well, one of the greatest, George. It's always been a miracle to me how such high thoughts could come out of such a low forehead.
Well, true, I've got a lot of brains.
Oh, you bet you have. If you weren't a brilliant man, the Maxwell House people wouldn't have you on the air advertising their coffee.
Say, come to think of it, the president has been calling on advertising men to help him. Chester Bowles came from an advertising agency. So did William Benton.
Well, certainly. And look who he took from Batten, Barton, Durston, and Osborne.
Who?
Well, out of that crowd, he must have gotten somebody.
But I still can't imagine the president calling on me to help. There are a lot of men in radio smarter than I am.
You name a couple.
Well, there aren't that many.
And look at the uncanny grasp you have of international affairs. Well, I'll never forget what you said last summer just after my mother had gone back home.
What did I say?
Well, you said, now we'll have peace. And the very next day, Japan surrendered.
Yeah, I had a hunch. But, gee, it's still hard to believe that President Truman wants me to help him run the country.
Well, come in.
Hello, Burnses.
Hiya, Bill.
Oh, Bill, you're the first to hear the news.
What news, Gracie?
Well, guess who wants George to help the Democrats run the country?
The Republicans?
Well, laugh a minute, this boy. Willie the Wit, they call him.
Well, Bill, this is no joke. The president has sent for George to come to Washington.
What?
It's true. He probably listened to George on the radio and figured the government should have him in Washington.
Well, don't let him take you without extradition papers, George.
Now, Bill.
We'll fight this every inch of the way.
Hey, Bill.
Since when is it a federal offense to smell up the air?
Bill, it so happens the president wants me to help him run this country.
Oh, come, George. Things can't be that bad.
So you don't believe I'm going to Washington to help the president, huh?
Ah, sure, I believe it, George. The minute I heard you sing last week, I said to myself, there's the man who should be Secretary of the Interior.
Huh?
Well, I said to myself, if one of the ickies has to leave, let's put another one in his place.
Yeah. Goodbye, comic.
So long, brain truster.
You see, Bill didn't believe it. Maybe there's some mistake about this thing, Grace.
Oh, mistake nothing. Why, the president couldn't possibly find anyone better qualified. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, this is Harry. I've been trying to reach you all day.
You have?
Yeah, did George get my note?
Oh, yes. Yes, he did, Your Highness.
What?
He got the note, Your Excellency.
Look, what's the idea of calling me all that stuff?
Well, what should I call you?
Well, just call me Harry. I'm democratic.
Well, naturally, or you wouldn't be where you are.
Now, look, you don't have to soft soap me just because I'm offering George a job. It happens to be the sort of thing a guy with his brains can handle. Will he take it?
Well, of course he will. And you'll find that he's the hardest worker in the whole United States.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm from Missouri.
Oh, so I've heard, Your Lordship.
Oh, stop. Stop it, please. Tell George I'll get in touch with him later and let him know when to leave for Washington. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Your Reverence.
Gosh, Gracie, was that the...
The president himself.
Holy smoke.
And you know he's just as friendly and pleasant as one of our own neighbors.
And he really wants me in Washington?
He insists on it, old George. Isn't it thrilling? You'll be in the nation's capital, budgeting the fiscals, appropriating the tariffs, filling the busters. Oh.
It's like a dream.
Isn't it?
Me, one of Truman's advisors.
Uh-huh.
Hiya, folks.
Oh, Meredith, have we got news for you. President Truman has sent for George to come to Washington and help him with his problems.
Golly, George. Congratulations.
Thanks, Meredith.
But, gee, I sure am going to miss you.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can go to Washington with us, Meredith. Maybe George can find something for you to do. George, isn't there some little government job you could give Meredith? Something like Secretary of State?
Oh, sure. I'll make him a Secretary of State.
Oh, good. Meredith, what state would you like to be Secretary of?
Well, I think I'll take Iowa. That's my home state, George.
I know.
You know, born, raised right there in Mason City, Iowa.
Yes.
That's where the corn grows, 6 feet tall.
So I see, Meredith. So I see. Now, look, you two, there'll be no appointments. My only job is to help the president.
Well, Mr. Truman's got a big problem, all right.
Well, every president has a problem.
Yeah, but his is tremendous. He's fingering his bass wrong when he plays the piano.
Meredith, don't you think it's possible that the president might have a couple of other problems?
No, I don't think so. His pedal work and right hand are fine.
Yes. He plays the piano much better than Hoover did.
Yeah. Say, you know who'd make a good president? Carmen Cavallaro. He has a flawless left hand.
Look, Meredith, you better run along now. I have a lot to do before I leave for Washington.
Yeah, that's true. He has, Meredith. George will have to buy a lot of new things. The person can't appear at the White House in his old clothes.
That's right. I'll buy some new suits, new hats, new shoes, a new coat. What else?
Oh, that's plenty for me. Get a couple of neckties for yourself, dear.
It's Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. Thank you.
Well, Meredith, I suppose you had a special reason for choosing Carry Me Back to Old Virginny this 21st of February.
Why, sure, Bill. We always associate the beautiful and historic state of Virginia with our first president.
Yes, that's right. Say, Meredith, you know that even in those early days, coffee was beginning to play a real part in the hospitality of our American scene. In fact, the colonists had been drinking coffee for 100 years before George Washington was president. Yes, from America's earliest days, coffee has been a national custom and a favorite cup of good cheer. And in the American scene today, the choice is most often Maxwell House. For Maxwell House is bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in America. Enjoyed for its delicious, satisfying flavor. And that famous flavor is no accident. For master craftsmen skillfully blend into Maxwell House these premium coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice Latin American coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. The result is coffee so richly mellow, so vigorously full-bodied, that this nation of coffee lovers agrees it's good to the last drop.
On our way to Washington. One trunk is packed. Now let's start on the other one.
Okay.
Way down in Missouri where I heard this melody.
Oh, that's beautiful, darling. Harry will love it.
Yeah, that's his favorite song.
Yeah, I hope he can play Ain't Misbehaving. That's your best number.
Well, I can teach it to him. I wonder if we'll have trouble finding a place to stay in Washington.
But the president will insist on us staying at the White House, naturally.
He will?
Well, suppose he needs you in the middle of the night to solve some knotty problem. He just knocks on your door and he says, George, how do you feel about merging the OPA and the NLRB so that the CIO and the AFL can deal directly with the AMGOT and the UNRRA?
What do I say?
Either OK or PU.
Oh, hand me my underwear. I'll pack that.
Here you are. Oh, George, I hope they give us the blue room. You look so patriotic every morning.
Patriotic?
Running through the blue room of the White House in your red underwear.
Yeah, 3 cheers for the red, white, and blue.
Oh, you go right on packing, dear. I'll see who's at the front door.
Mrs. Burns?
Yes?
It's all over town that your husband is going to see the president. I'm from the Associated Press.
Oh, you're a newspaper reporter.
Yes, I'd like to ask Mr. Burns his views on questions of the day.
Oh, well, he's very busy now, but I can tell you anything you want to know.
All right. I'll make some notes on this. Now, first, how does your husband feel about labor?
Labor? Well, on the whole, he'd rather not.
You don't understand. I mean, does he approve of strikes?
Well, some strikes he does and some strikes he doesn't. You can quote him as saying that of all the strikes he's heard about, the sit-down strike is the most comfortable.
I can quote him on that?
Yes.
Good. Now, how does he feel about Senator Pepper's bill? How does he feel about Senator Pepper's bill?
Senator or no senator, if he owes a bill, you ought to pay it.
I can quote that, too.
Oh, definitely. My husband has no prejudice. He's going to Washington with an open mind.
I'll say it's open. I can feel the draft. Now, how about your husband's foreign policy?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
What does he think about Russia?
He thinks Russia is very large.
And England?
Much smaller.
What a scoop that'll make. How does he feel about the Far East?
The Far East?
Yes.
Well, now, he thinks New York is a nice place to visit, but no place to live.
I meant a little farther east. How about a statement from your husband on the Chinese question?
Oh, well, now, you have to wait for that until he learns the language. He feels that a Chinese question deserves a Chinese answer.
He's so right, too. Tell me, what are his views on the Indonesian situation?
Oh, now that's the question I've been waiting for. What was it again?
The Indonesian situation. Java. Isn't he worried about Java?
Oh, goodness, no. We get all we want from the Maxwell House people.
Mrs. Burns, I was talking about an island in the Dutch East Indies.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Now I see what you're driving at.
Good. Now, what's your husband's attitude towards Sumatra?
He likes them, but he prefers Crosby.
That did it. The interview is over. This will be in all the morning papers.
Wonderful. Any other questions about my husband?
Yes, just three. When did he get out? Who let him out? When does he go back in?
When did he get out? Wouldn't he be surprised if he knew that George never went to college at all?
Who is that, the doll?
Just a newspaper man. Now, let's get to bed, George. We may have to leave for Washington very early in the morning.
Okay. Where's my nightshirt?
Oh, I'm afraid, dear, you'll have to wear one of my gowns. I sent all your nightshirts out to be dyed black.
Dyed black?
Well, yes, to wear in case you're made a member of the Supreme Court.
Let's go to bed.
Yes, Your Honor.
Hey, yeah. Come in.
Well, good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning, Gracie. Say, George, let me be the first to apologize. When you said you were going to Washington, I thought you were talking through your hat, but it's in all the morning papers.
Really?
Yeah, get a load of this headline. George Burns to Washington to help run country.
Wow.
Millions of Americans flee to Mexico.
Oh, it says that
way, huh? Well, George, I was just kidding about that one, but gosh, this is big stuff. It says you may stay in the White House.
It does?
Yeah. It says brilliant wit of radio may stay in White House while her husband advises Truman.
I say.
Gee, you two will really be in a social swim there in Washington. Parties at all the foreign legations.
Oh, yes. I can just see us now at the Russian embassy, eating caviar and sipping Molotov cocktails.
Gracie, a Molotov cocktail is an explosive.
Really? Oh, well, don't you drink more than one.
Yeah, I'll watch myself.
Yes. And, of course, there'll be big dinner parties at the British Embassy. My goodness, I don't know how to act around royalty.
Well, Gracie, I just happened to read a very interesting book about English royalty.
Oh?
It's called Forever Amber.
Did you get any information from it?
Well, nothing you could use at a dinner party. No.
Don't forget, we'll have to do some entertaining ourselves, Gracie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How do you talk to diplomats and senators and people like that?
Oh, it's easy, Gracie. For example, a senator must always be called Right Honorable.
Even if he isn't?
Oh, sure. Now, let's say an important senator drops in, the head of one of those congressional blocks. Well, what do you say?
Well, I'd say, sit down, Right Honorable Blockhead.
No, Gracie. I see you're going to need some advice.
Oh, Bill, we don't need all that fancy talk.
Yes, you do, George. Suppose a man like Lord Beaverbrook comes to this country for a conference and he drops in. What would you say to him?
I'd be democratic. I'd say, sit down, Beav, and have a cup of coffee.
Sit down, Beav, and have a cup of... George, he's one of the most important men in the world. You want him to think you're a dope?
Well, what should I say?
Well, say, sit down, Beeve, and have a cup of Maxwell House coffee. For goodness sake, show him that you're offering him the best. Let him know that he's getting Maxwell House, the coffee that's appetizing, rich, full-bodied, and mellow. Coffee at its full-flavored best, good to the last drop.
Bill.
Say to him, Beeve, old chap, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Okay, Bill, he's sitting down. He's drinking his coffee. Now what do I say?
Oh, well, then you say, Your Lordship, I trust your stay in this country has been frightfully jolly. And then Lord Beaverbrook will say to you, Mr. Burns, you ain't just beaten your chops. So long.
So long. You ain't just beaten your chops.
Where do you suppose Lord Beaverbrook picked that up?
At the Palladium. Goes there every Saturday night with Churchill. Oh. Well, now call a taxi. Our train for Washington leaves in a half hour. Oh, nuts. Come in.
George, you old son of a gun. I just read the morning paper. So you're going away and leave your old friend Harry Morton in the lurch, huh?
What do you mean, Harry?
Well, I thought you were coming up to Washington to help me pick my apples.
Me? Pick apples? You're talking to Truman's right-hand man.
But Gracie said on the phone you'd do it. She said you got my note signed Harry. She seemed very pleased.
You sent a note signed Harry?
Telling you I had a job for you in Washington.
Gracie.
No, I don't feel well. I think I'll go lie down.
Come back here.
Well, now, George, keep calm. Remember your sore foot.
I haven't got a sore foot.
Well, you will have if you do what you're thinking of doing.
Of all the harebrained ridiculous. Harry, let me see that morning paper.
Sure. Here, George.
Oh, no. Who gave out this interview?
I did. You were busy packing.
How do I feel about Sumatra? I like Crosby better. The sit-down strike is the most comfortable. Gracie, you made me the laughing stock of this country.
Well, I'm sorry, dear.
I'll never be able to hold up my head again.
I didn't
Hello?
Mean to do it.
Yes, this is the Burns resident.
My friend?
I know.
Who?
George, how can I look?
Oh, just a moment.
I didn't
George.
This is absolutely...
George.
This is...
George.
What do you want?
The White House is on the telephone.
Oh, no.
The president must have seen the paper.
I'm too young to be deported.
George, answer it.
No, sir. You got me into this. You talk to him.
Me?
Answer it.
Oh, yes, dear. Hello. Hello, Your Majesty. I mean your Democratship. Oh, you read it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'll tell him. Goodbye, Your Presidency.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me what he said.
Well, I think I better. He wants you to come to Washington.
He does?
Yes. He said, compared to some of the things he's heard, your ideas make a lot of sense.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. Yours truly, Bill Goodwin.
Until next Thursday, then, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one brand of coffee, always good to the last drop.
Good night. Stay tuned to this station because Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is coming on in just a second. Dinah's special guest tonight is Groucho Marx.
Oh, goody, goody, jello pudding tonight. It tastes like grandma's, only more so.
You ain't kidding, that's right.
And just as jello, six delicious locked-in flavors can't be beaten. So the proof of jello pudding's in the eating.
The jello twins are hard to find, but keep on looking in your store. When sugar shortages are over, there'll be more.
Just a taste of jello pudding or of jello and you know. It's the one and only J-E-L-L-O.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.